Yo, what up, y'all? Welcome back to the podcast. I'm your host, Midnight Prophet, with
Brother Snoop,
Grammy Hana,
Juice Box.
Yeah. Isaac.
Getting busy.
Isaac.
Not even hot. So.
All right, so you know today's topic.
We haven't really figured it out yet, to be honest.
Bed bugs.
Shut up. But Grammy here wants to talk about bed bugs or something.
I don't want to talk about bed bugs.
No, you're talking about bed bugs.
Ain't nobody wants.
You know what we were doing? We were trauma bonding.
But we're not trauma bonding today because that's
not today.
Trauma. Anyways.
Continue.
So we're gonna figure out what we're doing. You know, brainstorm a couple ideas and then you know see what the conversation leads us. And
you know what's a good idea?
What?
We're talking about this, and I think it's a very deep issue in the society.
Like 12 inches?
No, fat people.
Nah.
So it's girthy.
Too soon.
You really think so?
You're such a loser, dude. Like, you're actually such a loser.
He said,
it's girthy.
Well, I said, how deep? He didn't respond.
No, you and then he actually, said, you just went from smashing Easter eggs to saying, so it's girthy. Like, please get out of here. I actually think you're a fucking clown.
What the fuck? I'm not.
You're the Easter bunny. You may as well be the Easter bunny.
Real question, all you guys. Let's say you're having a kid, right?
Yep.
And the inevitable question comes. You can either save the baby or your wife.
Easy.
Who are you guys choosing?
My wife.
No.
My nigga.
The child.
No.
Nah.
The child's on.
We haven't even met this kid yet.
We have a bond with that woman.
Facts. I can make another baby. Me.
Okay, that but look. Okay, look. So for birth, I would say my wife because the baby's not born yet, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now do this. If your wife and your kid was on a ledge and they're both about to fall, who would you save? They're both like,
what?
They're out of reach from each other, so you can only save one.
Wait, how old is the kid?
The kid is born.
Oh, he could die. My wife.
Your wife can die?
No, she can die. He.
Oh.
The kid. I'm assuming he's a man or a boy.
It doesn't matter. Could be a girl or a boy.
Yeah, regardless, but I'm saving my wife.
Okay.
Yeah, me too.
You?
Yeah.
Grammy.
My husband. Really? I mean, no, not my husband. My child.
That's crazy.
I would say my child too.
Why?
For three reasons.
Yeah. My reasonings? That's like my baby boy, my baby girl, bro. Like...
Best love your life.
But then I know that's the love of your life, but could you live with losing your child?
No, I'm just saying like it's my child. That's what like, my like, child deserves
I can find another kid. I can make
I would
kid.
Like my if I had a significant other and I was in the same position and they had to save either me or our kid, I'd be like, yeah, save our kid.
That is true.
Yeah. Like
honestly, from that standpoint, I agree.
I've had my impact on the world already.
Facts.
We had our kid, it was our decision. Mm. They should have a chance to live a full life too.
Juice Box, you're shaking your head. You want to argue that?
Nah, because that would suggest that you have like this underlying belief that there's one specific right way to live.
No, there's
like
not.
there's no reason to feel selfish for wanting to live longer with that person you're in love with.
Okay, yeah, but like, you know, if you got look, y'all religious, right? If you believe in an afterlife, then when that time comes, you will see each other again in the afterlife. There's no reason for me to keep on living when my son's life is at jeopardy. And you know, you live like you can live whatever you want. It doesn't mean it's gonna be right or wrong, but if my kid's life is in danger, I'm gonna save my kid over everything else.
Okay, maybe I'm just looking at it from like a completely different angle, because I'm thinking about it like this, and this could be considered selfish, but just hear me out. So how I imagine it is, like, if I'm having a child with a woman, like...
See, you're having a child.
No, I know, but hear me out. I care about that woman more than anything. Like, anyone, any place,
anything. Even the kid that pops out of her.
Even the kid. Because here's why, right? I know how terrible it would be. Like, just think about the trauma one the kid would go through.
Mm-hmm.
Like, losing a parent. Like that's.
But he'd be eyes though. He's little, right?
I know. But that's like that's just one factor, right? But another thing I think about is like if I lose a child, fuck, bro.
Don't say you could just make more.
I was gonna say that, but I am kind of retracting because I was gonna say if I lose my child, the like healing process would be easier because I'm with the person that I'm like one in one with, like
but was she
rather
like
than
you
a kid
because you chose the child.
No, yeah. I know, and that's what I was gonna say, because I know the
break
kid.
Up your marriage.
I know if I was healing alone with the kid, like one, it would fuck me up, so I'd probably in turn, like, harm my kid, like, emotionally.
Are you sure? Like, in my thought process, I would be like, you know, it's a bonding experience for you and the kid. Like, yeah, it's a traumatic experience for both of y'all. Like, you'll be sad for months, maybe years, who knows? But you'll be like, you know, I gotta keep on moving. You know, my wife would want me to keep on moving. My husband would want me to keep on moving, whatever. And
then you see them, you would use it every day.
You would use that death to motivate you to, you know, make sure your kid grows up right, that nothing goes in vain. Nothing is, you know, everything's, you know, you put your best foot forward because that's what your wife would want, that's what your husband would want, so on and so forth.
I think we all collectively agree on that.
But could you judge a person for choosing their partner?
I don't think you should ever judge.
Yeah.
In any aspect, right? Because every relationship is different. For some people, you know, the love of their life, it's really hard. Especially in this day and age, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you got people that ain't the love of your lives, right? They pretend like they are, but they're not.
But if you're married at that point, you know.
You also got to think about it, bro. It's 8 billion people in this world.
Yeah, but still, like, either way, it's a tough situation.
Mm-hmm.
But I would definitely say my kid. Because, you know, that's my child right there, and I would never be able to live myself if I let my child, you know,
the emotional burden
die like that. Because, like, my dad always tells me, like, you know, if anything happened to you, any of you guys, like, I don't know what I would do, but even if he did, like, I still love that man, and I respect him more than anyone else in the world. So if he tells me that he'll save me or you know, save me over anything else, like, I believe him.
That's real,
right?
Especially as you grow older, right? I mean, every single day you realize more and more what your parents sacrificed for you. There was a, I don't know if I told you guys this, one time I remember when I was little, me and my little brother would always love to put the Chips Ahoy, the chewy ones, in the shopping cart. My mom, she would always get it for us, right? At the time, I didn't think anything of it. Remember, I went to Market Basket, a couple weeks ago. And I wanted to get some of those. I was like, damn, it's mad expensive. $13, like, you tweaking. Right? Wilding out. It's like, forget that. I remember when I put it back, I thought back to that moment. I was like, damn, she really sacrificed. Because, dude, at that point, we were struggling as a family financially. It was hard. So for her to really spend the money and get me and my little brother what we wanted, these fucking cookies, it's respectable. It's admirable, right? Bro, I wish I could do that to my parents.
Well, it's your kids. Like, you want to give them the best life or a better life than you had. And always. That's like, just like, you know, with your mom. Like, my dad always tells, like, my dad grew up in Jamaica, and he always tells us how he wants to give us, he wants to make sure that we have a better life than he did. And, like, that's honorable because, like, I mean, when I was younger, I didn't see him a whole lot. I saw my mom more because he was always working. He would work late nights. You know, and I'd have to, like, stay late at school just so they could work because I'd be working all the time. And I'd always be like, you know, oh, like, why are you guys late? You know, we were here for so long, just, like, me and my younger brother. But they were just trying to make our lives the best possible, you know, from what they had. And you grow up and you respect that, or you learn to respect it. You're like, damn, like, all this shit they sacrificed for us.
You know, a lot of people also think, because there are tough relationships out there, right? Not everyone's perfect with their family, right? And trust me, I come from a brown family.
Perfect. You say you come from a brown family?
A brown family.
We all come from brown families.
No, bro. Brown, brown.
Brown, what do you mean brown, brown?
El Brown.
It's El Cafe, but yeah.
Yeah. El Mundial.
Your point is?
My point is.
Wait, do you come from a brown family?
I come from a white family.
White, you come from a black family.
Oh.
She comes from an Indian family.
That's brown.
Brown. How many different variations of brown are we going to say? So you're Asian?
Yes, I'm Asian.
She's South Asian.
So you're Asian too?
Yeah, I'm South Asian.
So what do you think I check on, like, those boxes? Like, I check Middle Eastern,
okay,
and Asian.
I'm not African. Okay, Kenyans are black.
Okay.
I'm Jamaican, so we're just brown.
Really?
I'm Nigerian and I'm this.
Everyone.
Nigerians gotta be black. No, there's no brown in Nigerian, bro.
That's my dad's side, bro.
Oh, wait, you're just like me, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought I was Jamaican. I grew up thinking I was Jamaican. But then how? I got the test.
What do you mean? How? You're like, oh shit. Like, you know. Woke up one day, you're like, damn, I'm Jamaican.
I did Ancestry, yeah. Bro, 20 years before I met him. My dad.
Oh shit.
Like, my name is spelled Oh. Well, I won't tell that part, but you guys know my name.
It's spelled J-U-I-C-E-B-O-X?
Yeah, yeah. Juice Box. But yeah, I was given that name because it was just me, my mom, my sister. Just crazy. Just me, my mom, my sister. That's how I got that name.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then I grew up not knowing what he looked like, what he sounded like. And it's crazy because you try to cope and figure out how to, like, block that off, like, it doesn't bother you. Because at most times, it was chilling. Like, your mom does her best. Yeah. Your fucking best friend's dads, like, step in, and they're just like, yo, let's take him to do this, let's take him to do that. Like, they played a huge role. And then I meet him, bro. My family tracks him down. I meet him. And then, shit you not, 2 months later, bro, get the call from my oldest brother that I also just met. He says, bro, Pop got cancer. Yeah. In his kidney, in his lungs, and it's moving to his brain. And I was like, that's like All-American, if you've seen that. If not,
that is some All-American.
That's some All-American shit, bro. I was like, damn, they stole my life, bro.
Love you, like Spencer James. Fight everybody.
I'm angry. Nah, but that's the thing.
Coop.
I'm not even angry because fucking Coop pissed me off. OD, bro.
She got shot though, right?
Sorry.
She came back, but Spencer is also pissing me off too.
All the time. Bro, they make drama out of nothing, bro. I swear, bro. Drama, just like they have no drama. Oh shit, there's no drama. I need drama.
Every time they're playing the pool, someone gets punched, bro.
always. Yo, justice for JJ, bro. I love him. JJ's my homie for real. He was the only one trying to keep the group together.
Yeah.
He was the only one. Everybody else is fucking each other's fucking exes and shit.
Yeah.
Like, damn.
No, yeah, that's crazy. Alright, go back. Sorry, a little tangent.
Nah, that's fire.
Alright, Juice. Spit it.
Nah, all I was saying is, like,
did it change you in any way? Either both, like, growing up without a dad and then meeting your dad.
Bro, it was crazy because when my family asked me, they're like, do you want to do the test? I was like, I don't care. And so they literally used my login and did everything. Found him in 3 days. I didn't see him for 20 years because I never wanted to take the test. I take the test. They found him in 3 days.
Damn.
And I'm like, word? Tell me why I went to school in Bridgewater, and I find out he was living in Stoughton.
Wait, I have a question. Did your mom just never tell you who he was, or?
She told me who she thought he was, and so he used a different name.
Wait, he used a different name?
Yeah. It was crazy.
Were you like a surrogate baby? What?
Nah, fucking. Honestly, it was just like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, it wasn't a one-night stand, but it was like an early fucking, like, I was an early baby in the relationship. Mm-hmm. Like, they kind of, it seems like they just met.
Unexpected?
Yeah, it seems like they just met, and then, like, we're fucking with each other heavy, and then it just happened.
And but then they just spoke again?
Bro, the story my mom told me, this is where it gets fucked up, because the story my mom gave me is that he said, get an abortion or, like, I'm leaving. And so my mom went to the clinic to get an abortion. Mm-hmm. But then the doctor came in and my mom was like, I don't want to do this. And so, like, ever since that day, once she told me that, like, that shit changed my life. Because part of you wants to be angry that she, like, considered it. Mm-hmm. But the other part is, like,
gotta consider how old she was at the time, dude.
And you gotta be like, damn, she didn't.
Yeah.
You also gotta put yourself in the situation too, like pretend it's you and your girl, right?
For real.
She got pregnant, shit. That's life, bro.
And she kept me, bro. That's why I was like, whatever. So
how old was she?
She was 21.
That's scary.
As bad as I thought. But
still, that's just what, our age, a year above.
Was she in college or anything?
Nope. My mom is fucking, I don't know how my mom does it, bro. She was a teen mom before that.
Superpower.
It's crazy.
She was a teen mom before that.
14.
What? Your older brother?
Nah, my older sister. So I have two sisters on my mom's side. Mm-hmm. And then I didn't know this until like months ago. but I got 5 brothers and a half sister on my dad's side.
Oh, damn.
It's crazy, bro.
Wait, wouldn't they all be half brothers then?
Yeah.
So if it's the half sister and all brothers,
what is that then? They say she's their half sister, so that's why
I said like a quarter. No.
Something
at
like
the
that.
End of the day, though, you're all siblings, right?
Yeah.
Because that's the way I look at it with my brother. Like, obviously, on paper, he's my half brother, but I've never once, whenever I've talked about him, whenever I introduced him, I've never once introduced him like
that. Wait, what?
Are you following? Or?
I don't know this about either of you. I thought your brother was fully related to you.
Yeah, see, I never introduced him as that. Cause I don't
but I did wonder like why you guys don't look alike, like, at all.
Yeah, for the people who don't know, I'm dark, he's light, or yin and yang.
Did your parents get divorced?
Nah, my father right now, he's my stepfather. I've never met my real father.
This is why I love talking to people.
Maybe it's because I'm really tired, but I'm not understanding how you, like, did your moms just not tell you who they
were? No, my mom, I knew that he was my stepfather and he was my half-brother.
How old were you, though?
But your mom just, like, purposely didn't tell you who your dad
She
was.
Actually never told me. I found out from my Arabic teacher.
Dude!
Wait, what?
What do you mean your Arabic teacher was
You're
like,
You're telling me this was... Like, this was a mosque thing?
Bro, what the fuck? There's just a lot of just what the fuck moments coming
See, this is breaking, like, literally every cultural dorm for me right now.
How did all of us live a TV episode, bro?
My life now is a TV episode, but it's okay.
Listen, my little brother and me, we have different last names, right? And I never really questioned it. I thought it was just, I never really, like, thought too much about it. Until my Arabic teacher was like, wait, what do you mean you guys have same different last names? I was like, I don't know. We just have last names, different last names. I started to really think about it. And then she was like, wait, so... And she goes, do you think he's not your brother? I'm like, what do you mean? Of course he's my brother.
Gaslighting right? you.
But, you know, that's when I really started thinking about it. And then I went home that night. I remember I asked my mom, like, wait, so is he my real brother? Like, was? And then she was, like, shocked. She started screaming. She was like, what do you mean? Who told you this? And I told her, I'm like, why are our names different? She was like, you guys are still brothers at the end of the day. It doesn't really matter. And what she said was, she was like, do you love him? I'm like, of course. She was like, would you die for him? I'm like, of course. She tried to push it. She was like, would you give him your phone charger? I was like, nah. Right? But.
That's real.
But you guys get what I'm saying, right? So that's why, even to this day, I never introduce him as my half-brother. I never, like, speak to him. Like, I would do everything I would do if he was my regular brother.
Because he's your brother.
Of course. Mm-hmm. I'd die for him. I'd kill for him. No matter what. I'm saying that on...
Yes, sir.
On the audio, listen. I will kill for you. No questions asked. That's the kind of family love that you just can't buy. You can't get anywhere else.
No questions asked.
No questions asked. No questions asked.
I would
asked.
Be like, what the fuck did you do?
I'd have like 3 questions.
And just because it is, because it is my brother. Like,
what if he shot first? What if he shot first? Yeah.
No questions asked. You're just going to kill someone.
Yeah.
Yeah, to an extent, I just might, yeah.
Wow. I didn't know this about you guys.
Yeah.
New perspective.
Plenty more episodes.
If you guys want to hear more about our fucked up past, let us know. If you want to know about the window story.
About quite literally getting dragged home. Stopped.
All right, now let me ask you this. Your mom's white, right?
Got you, yep.
Did people ever look at you weird when you were with your parent, when you were with your mom?
100%.
But right?
What's my crazy? Mom is white too, and my dad is black. So,
what's crazy though is like, while I've been unpacking shit in philosophy, mm-hmm. I've been starting to like remember things more vividly, mm-hmm. and so I'll start to remember those moments where I did notice people like treating me different.
Yeah.
But it didn't. I couldn't put it together. Like I didn't identify that as like. I'll say racism, but more it was just like more often than not it wasn't necessarily racism, but there was judgment.
Yeah.
So no. It's like they weren't treating me different, but like their initial reaction you can tell was like
it's
yeah.
not the same.
They were just like, what the fuck? Like even if they weren't being rude, they were just curious. And that curiosity kinda bothers you.
Yeah. I get that a lot. Like even when I was like when I got older, like I'd go to the grocery store with my mom and I just you know, she would open the back to get like the reusable bags and I would just see people walk by and like just look at us weird because it's like me, my mom, and my brothers. And like, I mean, we don't really look alike. But
yeah,
like one time I went to like the doctor's office for something, and the lady comes in and is like, oh, like, who is this? It's your guardian. And just all the questions,
crazy,
all those questions that are like, you know, but never once like, oh, is this your mom? No, the first thing was, is this your guardian? Like, who is this to you? Is, you know, adopted mom, stepmom, all that shit. Mm-hmm. And my mom was like, what the fuck? And then I was like, no, 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 like, this is my mom's. And she was like, oh, oh, how'd that happen?
What?
How'd that happen? It's crazy. I'm not gonna lie to you.
And then I was like, oh, like, my dad's Jamaican. She was like, oh, that's crazy. I once had a fling with a Jamaican. And I was like,
so appropriate.
I was like, okay, that's cool. I don't know why you had to bring it up. Like, just get on with the procedure at this point, whatever. And it was one of those moments. It was like one of those, what the fuck? And my mom was pissed. My dad, like, she told my dad. My dad was pissed. Like, I have a lot of those, like, happening to me as I grew up. Like, even in kindergarten, I went to an all-white school. Mm-hmm. So growing up was mad weird. There was like one black girl, but everyone thought we were siblings. And then, like, I remember in kindergarten, I liked this girl. I got a crush on this one girl, but she seemed to only talk to like the white kids. So, like, one time, you know, after like school, I asked my dad, like, why can't I be white? And he was like, what did you just say? And I was like, why can't I be white? Like,
yeah,
it was just, I was like 5 years old too.
The fact that a child can grow up and ask that question is insane.
It's because
that
people aren't taught these things. It's
not even just taught. It's the discrimination that we face at a young age. Because I remember my first time really hitting me. Like, it really hitting me was, I'd say I was, 10? 11, 10? Something like that. My dad, I was sick that day, a little bit feeling under the weather. He made me some chicken noodle soup. And he went outside to start the car up, you know, get it warm. Before he drove me to school, he came back inside, and the most foul shit I ever heard come out of his mouth. He was just spewing curse words. I didn't realize this until later. Someone had spray painted "terrorist" on our minivan.
Nah, that's nuts, bro.
Found out about it, and I remember asking him. Of course, I was like, "What's terrorist? What's this?" And he was explaining to me, "Oh, this is probably because of 9/11 and all this." And that was my first time realizing people will judge me without ever seeing me. And knowing who I am, but they'll judge purely off the fact of what I wear, of how I look, and the people that I'm surrounding myself with. My parents, the look of my parents, they'll see me and they're immediately, it's like immigrant, refugee. The amount of times I was called refugee in middle school is crazy.
That's
nuts. I was like, yo, how fresh are you? I'm like, what you mean, how fresh am I?
How fresh?
How fresh are you off the boat?
That's crazy, that's bro.
Nuts, bro.
Nah, because that shit's happening, bro.
No, when I was in middle school, people would be like, I was just like, I mean, you know, I'm half and half, so I didn't really listen to rap because I used to listen to like reggae when I was younger.
Mm.
But I never listened to like, you know, like, I don't know who was around in the 2010s or whatever. But people would ask me like, oh, like, why don't you talk more black? Why don't you act more black? Why don't you wear, like, why don't you look more black? All this shit. And I was like, what do you mean? Like, what is looking black to you? Like, do you want me to carry a gun on my hip or do I don't even know what the fuck? Yeah.
Do rag have the big ass spooky chain?
I would literally like, they're like, oh, why don't you have Jordans? Why don't you have this, that? Why don't you have chains? Why don't all this shit? Why don't you have dreads? Why don't you have different hair?
That shit's crazy.
And they would every day from like middle school to like until I got dreads, actually. Like, people were nuts about it. Because I was one of the only kids in school. Like, oh, why don't you play basketball? Why aren't you good at basketball? Do, like, all this shit for years and years and years. And then I'd go home and I'd be like, yo, like, dad, like, these kids are calling me white. Like, what do I do? Like, they're telling me all this shit. And he's just like, as long as you know, like, the most unhelpful shit. Like, I love him, but he just told me the most unhelpful shit. He was like, as long as you know that you're black, like, they shouldn't bother you. And I'm like, if it's all the people you thought were your friends just shitting on you for not being the stereotypical black person, like, what can you do about that?
But also using you as their black friend.
Exactly, bro. Oh my god, this shit pissed me the fuck off, bro. Like,
they violate you.
In elementary school, like, these kids were my friends. Like, I didn't see color at that point. It was just, but now that I look at it, I was the only black kid in that, they're like their friend group, until we hit a certain age where I was just like excluded from everything.
You know, the crazy part is you guys ever had your quote unquote white friends ever be like, yo, can I say it? Bro, like what? But, like out of nowhere.
I mean,
yes. Be like, just out, yo, can I say it? What you mean, can you say it, bro? Like what?
Yeah.
And then sometimes, because remember back in middle school, this was back when I didn't have as big of a balls as I had now. They would say it to my face and just to see what my reaction was. And you know, I was a fat kid, I was bullied a lot. So I just kind of laughed along with it. They'd call me terrorist, they'd call me, you know, the refugee and stuff. And again, I just kind of just went with that, I laughed to hide the pain.
Yeah. It was one of those like,
yeah.
Oh, but you can't do anything about it.
No.
Like with my friends, when I was like a freshman, you know, we would just sit at the lunch table and basically the entire lunch, it would just be them and all the people I thought were my friends just shitting on me for all these things I couldn't even change. So it was just like, oh, they're like, yo, freestyle. Like, I can't fucking freestyle. They're like, oh, you can't freestyle? Bro, you're not even black. What the fuck? And I'm like, what do you mean? And this, like, you can't even combat it because it's just bullshit. It's like saying, it's like one of those stupid, it's like when you argue with a dumb person who's like, you know, just says dumb shit and you can't even respond to it.
You're wrong. You're wrong.
Yeah. You can't. It's like that. You can't argue. If they keep saying it and then if everyone is saying it, it's just like, you can't do shit.
Talk about how that fucked you up mentally too, especially at a young age.
Bro, that shit made me mean.
Bro, that made me like, I would tell like my closest friends, like, bro, like, what am I, like, I was like, bro, I want to fucking fight all these people, bro, but I know I'm just going to get my ass kicked because they're all football players and stuff. And I was just like, so then after a while, I just started eating alone, bro, because I didn't have any friends at that point because all of these people were just shitting on me. So I would, you know, I would eat in the locker room, and if other people came in, I would eat in the bathroom. Like by myself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, I don't want to see these people. I started becoming like mad emo. And honestly, not gonna lie, I started to change how I dressed, how I talked. I changed my hairstyle until I had dreads and shit. And that's when people started like to respect me more. Like it was dumb respect, like, oh shit, bro, you got some butt on you? Like still stereotypical shit like that, but at least they didn't fucking pick on me or nothing like that. Like niggas was scared of me for some reason, bro. Like I started using nigga in like my everyday use, bro.
Yep.
I got
everyday vocab.
I saved up enough money to get my first pair of Jordans, and I just kept adding up. I changed my style. It became baggier, like what I wear now. And I just made like my own shit, and like nobody fucked with me, bro. And it was nice. It was like shit. I still didn't have a lot of friends, but like ain't nobody fucked with me. So everybody left me alone. No one was like, oh shit, bro, you white. Or like, why don't you dress like this, 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 this? Like, all this shit, it went away. But then, like, I look back at it, I'm like, damn. You know, these people, you know, they kind of made me into something that maybe I wasn't supposed to be. And it's like, when, like, that thing we talked about the other day, when you first come out of the womb, like, your parents make you who you are, right?
Mm-hmm.
But instead, these people kind of made me who I am or who I was or who I used to be, and they gave me all these morals. And like, bro, I hated white people for so long. Like, I even hated to admit that my mom was white. Like, I would just leave that out. I would just be like, I'm black. And until I got to college, no one really knew that like my mom was white or my dad was black, and then I'm half and half, and not everyone just thought I was just light skinned through and through. And it just like shit changes you, bro, and it's wild. It's crazy. And you look back at it and you're like, damn, like this shit happened.
To this day, I still don't know whether they crave us or want to be us.
It's weird because they want you, they wanted to be my friend because I was black.
Yep.
But then I was just like the punching bag. And then until I got to that level where I looked like I was actually, or whatever they thought was black, until I looked like that, then they gave me the respect.
I still don't know for mine, honestly, because the thing that fucked me up is, like, mine was opposite. Like, mine was a bad experience, but it's because they beat me up here. Like, I lost a mental battle, and I didn't even realize till now. Because you don't realize that when you're the black kid, right, you're assigned specific duties within a group.
And even if you don't want to, even if you don't believe it, you're subconsciously going to fulfill those duties to fit in.
I think that's what I did.
Mm-hmm. But here's where it flipped for me. I could have done that, and that honestly would have been like me being victimized. But I think something flipped in my head, and it made me just study how people were going to talk to me, and I would just know how to respond. And so I kind of put up like this false confidence, which like it wasn't all like made up. Like I was actually, I played sports and stuff. I did theater and I loved that shit. Mm-hmm. Right. But I knew there was a problem when I was like, okay, my friend came in and he's Ghanaian. So I was like, he's darker than me. So for the first time, I wasn't the focus. And once I realized that that was even a thought, I was like, this is fucked up. And I was like, I'm not letting him experience what I experienced. But then I'd fall into times where me and him would go back and forth on shit like that. So I just don't understand the dynamic. And it was a force. And now I'm like, in college, like you said, it's so interesting because you meet people who are finally becoming who they are.
Yeah.
Like, they don't really care because they're just, they're new. Like, they've kind of discovered their personality, who they want to be, and then you get thrown in. Mm-hmm. Like, that's pretty sick.
The thing I love about college, since you're so immersed, especially in our community here, so diverse, you come to a realization you just don't really give a fuck. You just be you.
For real.
And you will always find people that are going to chill with you and like you for who you are. Like, I've met some really long-time friends here, right? Especially people that I know for a fact. Even if I don't, like, talk to them every day, I'll see them 10, 5 years down the line, especially at this table. It's going to be like, oh, shit, what's up? It's going to be, it's up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, all these people, bro, like, I thought it was going to be, like, high school similar. Like, I came to Lowell because I needed a diverse, like scenery and the people. And, bro, no one's, maybe some of my teammates, but that's just out of jokes and stuff. And, like, I'm cool with it now, but, like, people never like, oh shit, you're white or nothing like that. They'll just come up and be like, yo, what's good? Like, they don't ask me about my background. They don't, you know, maybe like, oh shit, you Jamaican? And I'll be like, yeah, like, how'd you know? Like, shit, carry yourself. And I'm like, yeah, like, I don't know what that means, but like, you know, it's not like a big deal what you are or how you act. Like, as long as you're cool and like, you know, you have a good personality, you can interact with people. Ain't nobody gives a fuck.
As long as you're chill, that's all people really care about.
Exactly.
You can talk. If you can ball, that's a plus. Listen, I need someone to do runs. Let's get it.
What's crazy is like how college brings you together with people you didn't think existed. So like you feel like you're suffering alone in your own specific way. And in a way you are. But like there are always going to be people out there that are having similar struggles to you. And they can understand you better than those people in like your hometown. Because they never see it. It's like all the families trying to hide it from each other in this small bubble.
Yeah. Like, my best friend now, like, a couple years ago, like, we would talk about, because he grew up in an all-white town, too, and we would talk about the same shit. Like, and I was like, damn, bro, I thought I was, like, the only one. Because, you know, my brothers didn't really experience, you know, all the shit I went through. But I just think that goes with the times. But, you know, he went through this, you know, very similar shit that I did. And it was like, damn, we have something like to connect on and talk about. And it was cool because I wasn't the only one who went through the shitter. So it's cool to meet someone like that. That you can share that shit with.
I feel like we needed it. The experiences has taught us a lot. It's made us who we are, right?
It did. It's just the...
it's a shitty way to go about it. Don't get me wrong.
It's like the mental shit that fucks you up. Because like, you know, now still I still have a ton of like insecurities. Obviously, just because, you know, to be honest, I second guess myself a ton just on, you know, stupid shit, just because I grew up just experienced that, just became a habit. And like just thinking about, I'm starting to let go of it now, but like thinking too much about what people think, that was always a big thing of mine. It still is a little bit. I'm starting to let go, but it's just, it all comes from all the experiences you have. Which is, it kind of sucks because if you have a rough time, then that shit might stick with you for a long time. And depending on how bad it was, like,
it can kind of... I think it always will.
It always will, but some people, like, think about it. Like, yeah, I had it you know, reasonably bad, but there's other people who had it way worse.
Oh, 100%.
You know, and I just, it's kind of sad to think about, you know, how they are doing or how they got through it and how their mental state is now.
I feel for the people that couldn't get their mental stability up enough that they could reinforce themselves. Because people that are still down there, where we were, and it's fucked.
No, it's...
See, there's a limit.
See, I can't really speak on the rest because I'm not a person of color. Like, I'm this, I can speak on.
Wait.
No, like, I'm not, like, I don't look brown. Like, I'm...
But you are. But you are a person
of color. Yeah, I mean, I've experienced racism, but yeah, I'm just...
That's what we're talking about.
But a lot of the time, I don't, because a lot of people think I'm white. They think I'm Italian. They think I'm Brazilian. They think I'm everything under the sun, except...
I knew you're Middle Eastern.
Muslim. Can you pull this in for
Middle
me?
Eastern.
And so...
That's what I figured.
One thing I will say, though, is that they hate it. I'm going to say two things. First thing, which is what I was thinking about when Midnight Prophet was speaking, they hate it when you make their racism and their jokes your own thing. People hate it when I make bomb jokes. They're like, oh, you can't do that, but I can. I just think they hate it when you make it your own. Like, for so long, I was so embarrassed to be Muslim, which is, like, understandable.
Yeah, I was embarrassed to be black for a while, too.
Yeah, like, and I've never experienced it the same way that my parents have. Or my brother has, who's significantly more brown than I am. Like, if you look at us, he's actually brown.
That boy dark.
Yeah. Like, he's been stopped in CVS because they thought he was stealing. I've never been stopped in CVS because they thought I was stealing.
Really, I always love having a helper whenever I look up. They're just there, ready to assist me.
Yeah. And so, or just, like, the only time I really ever experienced racism was once recently. And that wasn't even directly towards me. I'll tell you guys that in a second. But it was in the fourth grade. And I remember we were in class and we were doing, like, these group projects. And this kid named George, he was like, wait, but don't your parents build bombs in your basement? And I was in fourth grade and I was like,
that's nuts.
No, they don't. And, like, I don't really remember whether I understood it or not. But I was like, I don't think I really understood what was happening, but I understood it, if you know what I'm saying. Like, I just sat there and I was, like, defending my parents so much because I felt so bad about it. And to this day, like, it still bothers me to my core that people think like this. But I don't know. I just, like, that was the only time I've really ever experienced it. I mean, my mom has been told to go back to her own country, which, to be quite honest, they can't even tell what country she's from because half of them think she's Mexican and the other half just...
No, it's just ignorance.
Yeah, because, like, I don't know. My mom, we don't really, like... She looks kind of like she could be South American or Indian. But anyways, the next thing is that more recently, I'm doing this lab for my teacher, my psych teacher. And confirms. So the experiment is we're seeing how people interact with certain legal simulations. And so you have to create an avatar and you have to create it to look like you is basically the understanding. Like, if you're told to create an avatar, you're obviously going to make it look like you, right? And so this guy comes in and he's like, he's 25. I found this out later. And he's like, oh yeah, like I just took a gap year because like I was in the Marines. And I was like, oh, so like how old are you? He was like, or no, I asked him what grade he was in. He was like, I'm a freshman, but I'm actually 25. And I was like, oh, that's really interesting. We get to talking, we talk about, because he'd been, like, stationed in, like, Kuwait, California, like, all these different places. He's been all around the world. And he said he'd even been to Syria. And so I asked him, like, just making small talk while I was putting these wires on him. I was like, oh, so, like, the Syrian refugee crisis, you must have dealt firsthand with that. He was like, yeah, I was just intel, like, on the ground. And I was like, oh, yeah, so really. He was like, and, you know, his answer was kind of like, I don't really know what the army thinks about the Syrian refugee crisis, but it's obviously a crisis and it's obviously bad. So, but his reaction was like the classic, like, brush it off. Okay. So I'm sitting there doing my work, and obviously this isn't direct racism towards me, but it's direct racism towards my people. Cause I am Indian at the end of the day. And even though my family does not wear turbans, it was still very shocking to hear because my family members do wear hijab. And so I'm sitting there and this guy was like, huh, I'm not gonna make it look like me. And I was like, okay, like, why would I bother, like, pay attention to it? And then he was like, oh, I'm gonna give mine a towel. And I was like, my head shoots up from my laptop and I was like, towel? You can't put a towel on your avatar. And then I look up, he's black. He has, and the avatar has a green turban on. And I was like, okay, don't be hot-headed, because my mom has always told me, like, you're hot-headed, you react really fast, like, you're nice, but you're hot-headed. That's what she's always told me. So I was like, okay, fine. Like, I won't react. I sit there for, like, 10 more minutes while this kid is doing his simulation, and then another set of questions pops up where you have to say whether your avatar represents you as a human being, whether it reflects who you are. And he was like, mine doesn't. He was, like, laughing about it. First off, like, I have nothing against people who serve this country. Like, by all means, I could never do it. So, but I've heard, like, some of the stereotypes that get tossed around by people who are in the Marines and the Army. And I mean, no offense to that, but they're there. Even people in the Army will attest to the fact that there are stereotypes against Muslims, against people of color. Like, it's not a mystery. Like, people know about it. So that was, I guess, in a way, like, I was trying not to let, like, my biases, like, affect me, but, like, and I'm not somebody who really, like, will not be friends with you if you're Republican or, like, if you're whatever else the classic people think liberals hate, whatever. So he's sitting there, he's answering his questions, and he's, like, laughing about the fact that his avatar doesn't look like him. So I was like, what made you not make your avatar look like you? It was genuine curiosity. I also just really was fasting, and I was, like, in the mood to fight with someone. Like, I could not handle it anymore. And he was like, another thing, I just thought it would be funny. And I was like, so you think it's funny to be racist? And my white TA is looking at me like, holy shit, like, you go, girl, like, you just said that. But, like, she was shocked, because, like, usually when you see, like, people don't really think, like, he just thought we were all white, so he thought it was, like, funny and that we'd laugh about it probably. But, like, he was like, no, I just, like, thought it would be funny. And I was like, so you think it's funny to be racist? And he was like, no. And I was like, you have traveled the world, right? Because you're in the Marines. Like, you've seen so many different things. And he was like, yeah. And I was like, so why would you think it's okay to say that? I was like, you are 25 years old and you are a disgrace. Like, I ripped into this kid. I was like, you are a disgrace for serving this country, because how could people like you ever serve for us, a country that's based on the idea of, like, freedom of religion, freedom of speech, freedom of press, whatever we preach? Like, you are an exact product of everything that this country, like, is against, in quotations. Because, yeah, like, against, like, it's not against it. Like, we had a president who openly, like, degraded Muslims and people of color, like, other people of color, like, South Americans, Mexicans, like, whoever. Whatever you, if you weren't white, he had something to say about you. And so I was just, this kid keeps going. And then he's like, oh, but I'm Jewish. And I was like, so if you're Jewish.
That's like saying, oh, I got a black friend.
Like,
the exact like, same argument.
And it was just, that made it even more baffling to me. So I was like, if you're Jewish, if you understand what it's like for your people to be oppressed, for your people to be killed off at the hands of rulers who think it's okay to like hurt people who aren't like them, like, what made you think it's okay to call a turban a towel? And you know how racist it is. Like, he was like, I just don't let it get to me. And I was like, well, then you are a part of the problem. You are perpetuating the racism that Jewish people feel, Muslim people feel, black people feel, anybody else feels, because you are not standing up to it. He was like, you just can't let it get to you. I was like, well, too bad. I'm somebody who lets it get to me. As somebody whose cousins who have been stopped on the highway because they wear hijab while they were driving for no reason. They didn't have a taillight out, their license plate was lit up, whatever else cops stop you for, they were stopped for no reason. The cop actually had no valid reason to stop my family members, and they have been stopped. Like, for people whose parents have been told to go back to their own country, like, it's not funny. And it's not a joke. And he was just staring there, like, baffled. Like, his eyes had, like, bugged out of his head, because he's never heard anybody tell him, don't be fucking racist. Like, just people are so... this is what I was talking about a few days ago. Like, in the dining hall with a few of my friends, I was like, Americans, even me, are so ignorant. Like, we live in our own little bubbles, and we're not taught to care about anyone or anything. We have one goal, that's to make money and to get on with our lives. And it's just so different than the way...
Get money, fuck bitches.
Yeah, sure, if you want to put it like that. Like, philosophy. Yeah, that's really honestly how people think. They have one goal in mind, and that's themselves. And this ties into a lot of other things. Maybe it's because I've grown up in an Indian household where I've been told...
It probably is.
Like, I was just, like, I've just noticed it. I was raised different than a lot of the people that I've, a lot of the white people that I was surrounded with in high school.
I bet all of us think the same way.
And I'm not saying that it's a problem, but, like,
yeah, and I'm
bringing a white person. pure white person.
That's the one person.
That's what we need right now for this type of conversation. We need a white person.
It's just it, and I'm not blaming.
Nah, I feel like they would just feel bad after.
They probably would, like, but I'm not.
My
blaming.
Girl would agree with all of this.
Yeah, facts.
I'm not blaming
She'd be like, preach.
Them.
Preach.
Let her finish that.
I'm not blaming them for. I mean, I am blaming the blatant racist because you're just racist. Like, that's there's nothing changing that. And I'm not blaming anyone for, like, people who don't understand it because I don't expect you to hear me speak and, like, be able to sit in my shoes for a day. I don't expect you to understand, like, the pull I feel between the fact that I don't fit in anywhere.
I feel like some people should, though.
They should, but...
Because, like, there's a lot of white people that just walk around, like, you know, like, nothing else matters but themselves, right? And then to hear something that you have to say, like... You know, they might be, you know, a white girl and you are an Indian girl. So
yeah.
giving them your perspective might open their eyes a little bit. Who
yeah.
knows? Like,
but it's also like from somebody who's like friends with a lot of different people, like my black friends are like, but you're white. Like, what do you feel? Like, you've grown up privileged. You've grown up with parents who provide you with everything. Like, you've. Like, and I'm not saying that that's a problem. Like, this is what they've told me. Like,
were they different?
Yeah, they're different. And I understand that. But like, and then even like my Indian friends are like, oh, but you're white. So you don't have to deal with any of the things that we have to deal with. And they're like, oh, you, like, that sounded really bad. But that's just like what I've like experienced. Like, they tell me that I'm like, not.
They tell you what you know you aren't.
Like, yes.
You know, you're not white. You
like,
know,
my black friends, tell me like, you're white passing. You're Muslim, but you're white passing. So you don't experience anything. My Indian friends tell me you don't fit in with us because you're white. And then my own parents are like, but you're Muslim, so you're not white. You're Indian, so you're not white.
You can definitely relate with this.
So I'm like, well, what am I supposed to feel? So like, it's like, yeah, I don't feel racism, but like, I feel like this displacement. And that's what I resonate with you guys on. This feeling of like not fitting in with anyone or anything.
You know, that's super craziest. Similar to what I was talking about earlier. Like, you know, me and Juice are both half white, half black. So it's a little tough fitting in with certain people. Like, I still don't fit in with anybody.
Yeah.
Like, but I've accepted that. I'm just my own person, and I fuck with it heavy. But like, I'm not gonna fit in with white people. Like, yeah, I can have a conversation with them, but they're white and I'm in the middle. I can have a conversation with black people, but you know,
you
I'm
have,
not
yeah.
fully black like they are.
Yeah.
You know,
you guys
I'm
know
my
what
own
the
person.
Craziest.
I have a white mom and I have a black dad.
Yeah.
What the craziest thing is, if we flip the script. And I know all you guys here can agree with me on this, especially my audience as well. How many people do you guys know who like pretend that they're from the hood, that they had to grow up the way we did? It's like our life is a trend. They want to like flex it. It's like, yeah, bro, I came from the projects. Yeah, I had to struggle. Like, yo, what? The shit that was my reality is suddenly your, it's like a trend for you? It's something that's cool? And don't get me wrong, I was very well off, right? In a certain aspect, my family, both my parents worked minimum wage jobs, right? But they worked hard, and we weren't, I wouldn't say poor, but we were nowhere close to like middle class either. Like, we were kind of just right in the middle. We just hung in there. And I guess there were some good things, and of course there were some bad things. I couldn't have everything, but I didn't have nothing. You guys know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's crazy when I come to go to school or go to classes and I meet people who are trying to flex this like hard lifestyle or this hard, like, bro, what? You know what I'm saying?
I feel that heavy because, like, I mean, I grew up the same middle class, you know, not rich, not poor, whatever. Like, I lived a good life. My parents were good to me, all that shit. I just had my own issues. But the thing is, I hate when people, like, because I have my friends, I love them, but some of them are fucking retarded and piss me the fuck off. They always talk about how poor people don't want to be poor.
Yeah.
They can just not be poor and get a job.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure if that was the case, then if you were poor, you'd be doing that. But like, you know, people in the inner city don't have all the same opportunities that other people have. And some might not be able to get a job. Some might be helping their families because, you know, some people might just drop out of like school to work and help their family and then don't get a formal education.
Bro,
and then don't go from there.
Some people don't have an address. You need an address to get a job.
That's true. But like,
there's so many homeless people.
Yeah, but then they're like, they say like just ridiculous shit. And I'm like, it all has to do with politics. They're like, oh yeah, like the poor people are ruining this country. And I'm like, no, it's because, you know, A, B, and C. You're just not seeing the whole picture. You're You're blaming one thing on them. Oh, they're poor. They should get a job, but they don't want to because they're lazy. Why should they be getting welfare checks? Blah, blah, blah. But they don't understand, like, what those people go through. They don't see the struggle. They don't understand that it's not as easy as just saying, oh, go get a job. And they just don't understand. And I, even when I try and tell them and, you know, make them see, like, you know, some of my cousins are, you know, poor, underprivileged, like, they, like, five of them share one phone, something like that. And I try and tell them that, and they're like, nah, like, if they all wanted a phone, they could just go get a job and then get a phone.
No, I just want to clarify something. I understand that I will never feel the same struggles that my brown friends have faced, that my black friends have faced, but, like, it's just when other minorities, like, try to make it, like, they basically, like, invalidate you, for lack of a better word.
Like, don't diminish
no, but I felt wrong saying what I said, because, like, I know that they have experienced way worse than I will ever experience, and, like,
this is what I said earlier, like, you can't diminish your own feelings, like, everyone's gonna be different, and someone's always gonna have it worse than you, but even them, like, saying, oh, no, you're whitewashed, it still hurts you in some way,
It does hurt me. It hurts me a lot because exactly. I'm, like, I'm not whitewashed. I'm more Indian than I could ever be.
Exactly. Like, look, you're religious. You follow most things that they do, right?
Yeah.
It's just your skin color, and you have no control over that. That's the same thing, like, it's a little bit what probably me and Justice have got. What me and Juice Box have been through, right?
So much editing.
It's what me and Juice have gone through, like, you know, we're both black, like, you look at us, you're not gonna be like, oh shit, you're white, right? Yet people still call us, you know, oh shit, you're white. It's because we're not all the way on the other side of the black spectrum, right? They're calling you white because you're not all the, you're not, like, as dark as the darkest Indian there is.
Yeah,
you don't, right? Call the teacher
miss. Oh, and then they're like, you don't smell like an Indian. They're like, you smell like you don't smell like curry. That's what one of my guy friends says to me, and I'm like, what? And, like, I know he's being so dead-ass about it. He's like, you actually smell, like, good.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what?
Smelly Riz.
Like, but I just don't, weird, like, bro. I just don't understand. Like, I understand the notions. Mm. Because if you smell my 12-year-old brother, he's, like, a...
I think they're just...
A mess of smells.
I think, like, they're just telling you that, so, like...
They say it to bother me. They say it to,
they
like,
say it to bother you, but they also say it's like to build it's a form. Up. Yeah, it's a form of validation for themselves, so that they know that what they're doing is unique to them and them only, and not everyone can just jump in. Because, not gonna lie, I sometimes feel the same way about other people. Like, when I see white people with dreads, bro, I'm like, stop it.
Yeah, stop. I mean, you have every right to say that, though, because their hair, like,
one, it is a religious thing for Rastas.
Two, oh, really?
Like, yeah. Two, it's usually only for, like, normally, if you're a white person and you get dreads, mm-hmm. you have to do, like, a lot more than black people. Like, if you're Jamaican and you just let your hair grow, eventually it'll just become freeform dreads because of all the knots. That's what makes dreads.
Okay.
Right? So, white people having it, it's almost like an invalidation. Like, when I had dreads, I was like... Bro, like, I hate his dreads. I don't know why. Like, it didn't do anything to me. It was just like, wait, I'm not unique anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not only unique to my culture. Anyone can do this. So it's kind of like, it's invalidating my uniqueness almost. Yeah. So I think that's what they're doing.
Yeah. Like, right? It's not racism that I experience. It's just, like, ignorance. Because, like, I'm white, I can't experience racism, I'm not, like, an idiot, but I'm just, like, in the sense that they don't understand really what they're talking about.
Well, they also don't understand you.
And they also say that I'm privileged, like, that really freaking bothers me.
See, like, I don't know why people, like, because I remember the same thing, like, for some reason, like, when people call me white, being white isn't a bad thing, but also comes with that added, like, oh, you're white, so you have privilege, air quote. Yeah. So being called that
is a sugar-coated insult.
Yeah, it's like, well, like, why is being white a bad thing, first of all? And then, but then there's also, like, why do I hate being called white so much then?
Exactly.
If it's not a bad thing. Like, my mom's white, I don't know why I hate being called
white. But you by yourself, you're not white. You're mixed, yeah. is what you are. Yeah, if someone said you're mixed, you wouldn't find it as an insult.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I'm mixed.
That's
Well, it's kind of like being called a mutt in that sense. I don't really like being called mixed.
Well, no, that's just the pure insult right there.
Well, no, no.
If like, someone calls you a mutt, that's just hands.
Well, okay, that. No, I'm talking about like the... In the
dark. I'm not going to lie to you. Like, no, nah, if someone comes to you and is like, yo, what's up, you mutt? I'm beating the fuck out of him.
No, but I'm talking about in like the dog sense. Like someone like, says if you, call, you if you if you have a dog and it's a mutt, then it's like a mix between two things. And it's
the way I think of it, so mutt is like dirty.
When I think of really, mutt, I just don't like the word. I just don't like being called mixed. Do you like being called mixed?
I fuck with it.
You don't mind?
I don't like being called
mixed. Pretty much call me anything but white.
Exactly, me too. I don't care. Brown.
Because that would be fucking confusing as fuck.
Thank you so much for listening. Please stay tuned for the next episode. Follow us on Instagram at Snoopy Talk.
Snoopy Dog Talk.
Snoopy Talk, please.
This is Juicebox, Midnight Prophet,
Grammy Hana,
and Brother Snoop. Peace.